L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There was a thread on Reddit that was very interesting. It was, what is the interaction you've had with a celebrity when they turned out to be really great? Like, where it actually was, oh my God, that'd be really cool to meet them. And then you meet them, or you never even thought about meeting them, and you meet them and you go, ah, they were great. We've had some like that where over the years I've thought, this person is going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
And they've been awesome. We've never met him in person, but over the phone numerous times. Billy Bob Thornton is that. He was terribly intimidating for me.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And he had, and the first time we interviewed him, remember, he had just come off an interview where it got really contentious.
He yelled at that Canadian guy for asking him if he was going to keep doing music or just be an actor.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, no. And, yeah, he was really nice.
He's great.
Yeah, we've had some surprising encounters with people.
In person, Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins were awesome.
Oh, I bet.
No surprise.
That doesn't surprise me.
That one wasn't surprising
at all.
But they were really good.
Ivan from Five Finger Death Punch was the one that surprised me.
Yeah.
Because he's so intense, and he is intense. He's every bit of that intensity that you see when he performs. And backstage, he's doing jumping jacks and, like, punching the air and ready to go crazy. And then he stops and he looks at us because there were some guys on stage that were like, you know, like, you guys need to move or whatever. And he stops and he goes, oh, hey, guys, you guys can go just stand over by my equipment if you want. And, I mean, he couldn't have been. It was so sweet. And then we saw him on an airplane.
And then went back to the devil's calisthenics like 5 seconds later.
Yeah, and then he did that. But then we saw him on an airplane chatting up all these old ladies.
Oh,
and it was hilarious.
They loved him so much.
He was so sweet with these old women. So that was fun. Yeah, that was really fun.
That was great.
We put this up on our Facebook page, and this one's really cool. Adam worked at a casino in Las Vegas, so he said he got to see a lot of celebrities. But he said, Robin Williams came up to my window, introduced himself, and was the nicest person ever. Then went right down the line saying hello to everyone in my department.
That's really neat. That's always good to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You usually hear that he was a pretty good dude.
This text, I met Ric Flair once at a Marriott in Philly. He had people lined up for photos, and right before my turn, he said, I left my wallet in the bar. I'll be right back. I waited 30 minutes, and I was convinced it was an excuse, and he wasn't coming back out. He finally came back out, walked to me after I had my back turned, and said, you were next, weren't you, young man? And then took a pic with me and 200 others.
that's impressive. Cool. That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, most of the wrestlers are usually pretty great. Not all of them. But, most times we've ever had any interactions with wrestlers, they've been usually pretty great.
And with that one, you know that when he went back to get his wallet, there was just a line of people back there waiting for him. So that's why it took a half
fast hour.
Yeah.
1-800-947-3979. Steve, do you have the clip of the reporter who interviewed, or can you play it? The reporter who was set to do a quick red carpet interview. She was young with Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Steve, I'll read some. I posted this on social media. What's your best interaction or encounter with a celebrity? At FBHW show, Scott met Evander Holyfield after a flight from Atlanta to St. Louis, sparked up a conversation, and we were talking about his son's football career at UGA. It was so cool because he lit up like any parent would to gloat about his boy. What a fun conversation.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. This one's cute, too. Brandon, I was a kid and Julia Roberts stopped in a limo at a gas station in Wisconsin. She waved at me and my sister, and we thought it was so cool.
It's all it takes in a situation like that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Bryan Cranston. He's on the red carpet for something being interviewed by a reporter, and great interaction.
How are you?
I'm Flint.
What is that? That's
my parents' hands.
I'm assuming he's asking about a tattoo or something.
A tattoo? I get. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so he asks her.
So she said it's when they first started dating, it's them holding their hands together.
Her parents.
Her parents, yeah.
God, that's so sweet.
Hi,
Mom. Oh, my God. Good for you.
rubbed her forearm.
I believe that's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, especially because he asked about it first. She wasn't like, hey, look at my tattoo. He specifically said, what is that?
Yeah, he saw
it's
it
hard
out.
To say good for you and have it not be like, oh, good for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to get out of this. But that he nailed it. Let's see. Had lunch with Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Thome at the Macaroni Grill in the O'Hare Airport. Sat and talked for an hour. What an awesome dude. I was always a fan of his.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. I saw him when the one game I saw in the Phillies' new stadium, he hit a bomb. That was when he was with the Phillies. And the place went crazy because they hated the Braves, too. That helped.
I remember meeting him when my grandparents still lived in South Carolina. Like a lot of old people do, my grandparents, they both just volunteered. So my grandfather volunteered at the Charlotte Knights baseball stadium, which was at the time, they were like a minor league affiliate, I think, of Cleveland at the time. And Thome was coming through their system, so he was playing there. And I got to meet him like before
he was Jim Thome.
Everybody knew he was going to become Jim Thome, though, like the amazing player that he was. But I remember my grandfather like snuck me in and got to meet him, and he was super nice.
That's pretty awesome. Mm. This one's a little surprising. I met Randy Moss at Patriots training camp years ago. Now, he had a reputation as a player for being a little bit surly. Mm-hmm. Now that he's in the media, he's fantastic, but he didn't really want to deal with it when he was a player. But this person writes, I was the youngest in a large swarm of people. He singled me out and talked with me. Nice dude. That's pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Because when he was with the Patriots, I mean, he was a star from the time he was in high school, but his star was not ever any bigger than it was on that Patriots team.
Mm-hmm.
My dad just texted me and said that he met James Brown.
He did?
Oh, my
gosh. He said he was looking at me, and he just kind of smiled and nodded his head. So then I gave him a sly grin, put on my right hand with my index finger bent, and motioned it forward several times to give him the internationally accepted sign for let's race, because they were side by side in a car. He threw back his head and gave the biggest laugh, and his best friend Max and he broke out laughing too. When the light turned green, we just took off. James was too cool to race us.
That's an awesome story.
Holy crap. Really cool story.
Yeah, he probably didn't dare. James Brown had been arrested like 90 times.
I really like this one on Facebook, too. This is from Chris. He says, I drank a beer with Chris Farley back in the early 90s in a hotel in Huntington, West Virginia. He was such a chill dude. And when I said I thought he was hilarious, he responded with that classic look he always had and said, thanks, man. What a great experience that was.
I can pick it, probably that like almost like bashful. Like,
This text from Nashville. I ended up meeting Robin Williams one time at a hotel when I was trying to get ice from the ice machine, and he was behind me. I didn't realize it, turned around like, holy yes, you're Robin Williams. And he's like, yeah, you can get your ice and get out of the way. And I said, well, the ice machine's messed up. And then he was like, oh, the ice machine is bleeped up. Oh, we need to find another one. And he started doing bits and everything else. And he said, I laughed so hard, I thought I was going to die. He was funnier than hell and the nicest ever. And it's one of the best memories.
That's awesome.
I believe that. He seemed like he was excited to make a moment for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it was genuine on his part. I've heard lots of stories from comedians where he'd come, you know, and do like a celebrity walk-on at the Comedy Store or whatever in L.A., but then he'd sit down and go, you sounded like your throat's a little bad. Do you have a cold? Like, oh, yeah, I've been a little sick. Like, well, let me tell you some things that would work. And then he's like super invested in their cold. And the next time they see him, he would say, how's your cold? Did that echinacea work?
Yeah.
You know, but it was, you know, seemingly sincere.
This is another good one from Collins, again on Facebook. I used to drive limos in Birmingham, Alabama, and had a lot of opportunities and experiences with various celebrities. Gene Simmons. By far the best. He was humble and polite and made time to say hello to every single fan who stopped him.
Wow. That is really surprising.
Yeah,
because he seems like he'd be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully that's all just the persona, the character.
Maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is.
Okay, this is a quite a confluence here. I met Chubby Checker, you know.
Let's twist again.
Yeah, let me sing 85 songs about twists.
At the Shoney's in Nashville on the day of the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh.
He said it was pretty scary, and he was very nice.
That's such a strange, unique memory.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a very specific snapshot of time.
I met Chubby Checker the day the Murrah Building was blown up.
This one, I met Jennifer Coolidge at a party. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, and then won the Emmy for The White Lotus. When I said I had a play opening the next night, she said, oh, I'd love to come to see it. I didn't think she would. The next night, she turned up and went to the show and then asked if we were doing anything afterwards and went to the pub with the cast. She made a point of telling each actor how brilliant she thought they were and how much she enjoyed the play. Oh. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's very cool.
It's so much extra. 1-800-947-3979. More of your calls. No negative ones. You guys are doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.